Jimmy, big contrast first half to second half. What were your thoughts at half time?
I just thought it was loose first half. You know, we scored a couple of real early tries, and I thought, well, we're in here now. You know, we looked pretty good at the start. After the initial, you know, couple of sets defending our line, I thought we were strong there. But with the ball, I thought we started off pretty good, and we just got really loose. You know, we went through some poorly executed passing. You know, two passes, one from Lee Gaskell and Danny Williams, led to their try. You know, they reacted better and Dunn went up and scored a good try on the back of that. So that was the main message at half-time. I just thought we got loose.
Second half, ruthless.
Yeah, we started off well and you know, we just executed everything better. And when you do that, you know, I think we went 18, 19 minutes without defending. Well, that's a result of some of the execution of what we did. It was far better than the first half. And, you know, just saying to the boys there that when you do that and you go for that long a period without defending, it makes it a far better game for yourself. You know, tackling's the hardest thing to do.
Some fine tries as well scored there. Danny Williams gets four, but some good team tries as well.
Yeah, no, like I said, they put it through and they executed well and put it through quite a few pair of hands on occasions. And, you know, Danny is a good finisher. Yeah. I think he's playing some of the best rugby I've seen over the last little while. You know, and Adrian Pertel on his inside does what he does well. He does he does the simple things what makes rugby. He does that well. You know, you get them basic stuff right, and you do simple things well, then you will create chances for, you know, people around you. And you know, he's done well there with that. Olbison again had a really, really strong game, I thought, first and second half, and it resulted in quite a few breaks. But he does what he does well. It's the ball, strong carries, and he did that really well today.
Yeah, he did have a very impressive game. Had a lot of meters. He takes it up, he hits it up hard, and he's got an offload in him as well, hasn't he?
Yeah, nice setup for Danny Addy in the first half. He busts through there, and it's good. You know, it's good that he's got that in his game, and on the back of the strong carries, which I think the most important. You know, you get your carry right, then everything else will fall off the back of that.
Steve Crosser went well again today. Do you feel he's starting to become the player you know he is?
Yeah, we're getting there. I thought Lowarki again was strong. We're just going to wake the beast up occasionally, aren't we? You know, it's a bit like Leslie Vinacola. If you rattle him up, then that's when the volcano erupts. And I think you saw that today. I think he got mad. They were in his face a little bit, and that resulted in some really, really strong carries.
Yeah, excellent stuff. You did lose a couple to injury. Alex Mellor went off early on. How's he looking?
It doesn't look good. It's a knee problem. You know, we're not sure the extent of that. But it'll be a blow because I think he's a good player and I think he's been playing well and he's got a big future in the game. But, as a young man, he has got a future in the game. So we'll take that injury and we'll see what it is and we'll assess it and we'll wrap it in cotton wool. And we'll get him back at some stage, I would imagine, before the end of the year.
You've got a big squad, a good squad. You went unchanged today. Were there people in contention to come in? Or
yeah, not? we got a couple. You know, Jake Mullaney's is back in contention now. He's fully training. Dale Ferguson's back full training. And obviously, we've got one or two just on the edge as well there with Vila Lafifi and Dan Fleming also pushing for places. So competition for places hopefully will breed us some strong rugby.
The biggest cheer probably the afternoon was at the end when the home fans heard that Lee had lost. Are you bothered what Lee are doing at the moment? Is it just about you? Keep winning?
I'm not interested. You know, I think, you know, in the press conference there, they were on about Lee, and I think that's disrespectful to this game here, first and foremost. We don't play Lee till end of the year. My concern now from this point is the injured boys are okay, and Dewsbury next week, you know, and everything else will take care of itself.